Federal immigration agents raided meat processing plants in six states yesterday. They detained an unknown number of workers who are suspected of being in the country illegally. This raid was about more than illegal immigration. Agents say many of the workers stole the identities of legal residents to get jobs. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Just after the day shift began, about 1,000 immigration agents and officers surrounded six Swift meat packing plants in Utah, Colorado, Texas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. In Greeley, Colorado, agents kept workers in the cafeteria and singled out those suspected of being in the country illegally. That's when Rosenda Arenas received a call from her husband. He said he was being detained. Within just a few hours, similar calls went out, and a crowd of more than 100 family members began to form in front of the plant. Arenas was there with her three-month-old son and her mother.
My baby has to say goodbye to his dad.
This baby's innocent!
He didn't do nothing.
Now he will suffer.
What is he gonna do now? He can't send money. What are we supposed to do to live? Seriously.
Arena says there are a lot of illegal immigrants working at the plant, and she predicts any workers who are deported will sneak back across the border and return to their jobs in no time. However, federal officials also plan to charge some of the workers with crimes, so they could end up in jail.
In the course of doing this worksite investigation, we came across an alarming number of cases of identity theft.
Mark Raimondi is with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. He says the raids were the result of a 10-month investigation. According to ICE, some of the workers stole or bought the identities they needed to get a job. Some of them even had real birth certificates. Raimondi says it's likely some of the potentially hundreds of victims are not even aware their identification was stolen.
What we're finding is there's a lot of illicit activity surrounding illegal immigration. There's document fraud, there's benefit fraud, there's identity theft. You know, there's a host of crimes associated with the matter.
Swift has not been charged with any crimes, but the raids forced the company to shut down all its beef and most of its pork processing plants. Some in the meat industry are worried the raids will prompt illegal workers at other plants around the country to skip work in coming days for fear agents will show up at their job sites too. The Greeley workers are represented by a union, United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7. UFCW spokesman Dave Minshall says the union has requested a court injunction to stop any further raids. Minshall says the country needs to reform its immigration laws. The UFCW has called for increasing the number of workers allowed into the country and setting up a system so they can become citizens.
We have an immigration system or a non-immigration system in this country, and it just isn't working. If we had an immigration system that worked, things like this wouldn't be happening.
In a written statement, Swift and Company also called for immigration reform, though its focus is on what the company sees as conflicting federal policies. On one hand, companies are required to show their workers are legal, but if companies press too hard for information, they can be sued for discrimination. That happened to Swift in 2001. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.